Crossing the desert in the attempt to enter the U.S. is a dangerous attempt for anyone, and it's especially so in the brutal heat of summer when there isn't any water available. So what's being done to help, and who's trying to provide that help? Scott Warren is a lecturer in the School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning at ASU. His Desert Aid class helps teach students how to provide humanitarian assistance in the Ajo Corridor. Scott, you pre-interview students to make sure they're a fit for the Desert Aid course. What are the key points of that pre-interviewing?
Yeah, well, the main thing for this course is I'm looking for students who are able to sort of commit to being part of a group process and going to the border. And, you know, of course, committing to everyone's safety, like with any field course, you want to make sure that students are cognizant of that. But also sort of committing to the experience and committing to service first and foremost. And we sort of start with that, and then we kind of let the academic part of research follow from that direct service experience.
How aware are students generally about how tough the situation is? I mean, there are obviously people are dying in these areas because these are very, very tough conditions.
Yeah, that's right. Some, you know, it's a whole variety of levels. Some students come into it knowing very well. Perhaps they may have even know somebody who's crossed the border, so they have that experience, mm-hmm. right? And other students, less so. Usually the way they get interested in the course is they see a presentation that I do about the border, mm-hmm. About the humanitarian situation on the border. So they usually have that background information. But the thing they share is they're all kind of together and doing this work going forward.
Can you describe some of the field work when you go out with the group?
There's an enormous amount of preparation, and that's one of the things that the students do. So I provide sort of the container, and the students are there to do the preparation themselves, essentially. So they're raising the money. Mm. They're buying the supplies, both the humanitarian supplies and the supplies they'll need for 4 days of being out in the desert. And then sort of in practice, once we're in the field, the students are working really alongside, you know, a handful of non-governmental humanitarian organizations mm-hmm. that are providing humanitarian aid, doing volunteer search, rescue, and recovery of migrants who are missing and who have passed away. So they're really kind of going there and they're working alongside local residents mm-hmm. who are also doing this work, and these groups are doing the work as well.
So I guess to some extent, you can prepare yourself physically and mentally. But emotionally, I wonder if, I mean, have your students seen some pretty horrible things, frankly?
Well, the short answer is yes. And particularly the students that have continued to do the work. The initial field experience is 4 days. For the students that want to continue doing the work, mm-hmm. They've been involved in, you know, finding people who are in serious medical condition. They've been involved in finding people who have died, human remains, and things like that. It's emotionally, it can be very intense mm-hmm. And very draining, and that's one of the kind of critical things that we talk about in the course is kind of creating those support structures so that if these difficult things do kind of come to pass, then we can process them together.
So describe, if you would, that corridor a little bit about Ajo and what people who would be out there would be likely to see. I mean, I imagine this is not something where this is not random. I mean, this is you're going to this particular site because there is a real need there.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. There are essentially particular routes and corridors that people are traveling. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, part of this is being driven by what's happening south of the border and the organizations that are moving people and goods across the border. Mm-hmm. But it's also being driven by border enforcement policies on the U.S. that do, in many ways, functionally kind of push people out into remote areas. So we see that kind of basic structure happening. And then when we go out to visit these places, we're doing so both from a kind of you know, humanitarian imperative and also from a desire to learn about what's happening and to learn by seeing and to being part of this landscape. And so that's really the two pieces there.
Can this kind of effort avoid the political overtones? And is it important to be able to just say we're talking about human to human here as opposed to what one U.S. policy may have been, whether it's shifting or whatnot?
That's a really great question because, right, at the base level, to my knowledge, there's been no reasonable person who's argued that human beings should be denied water or emergency medical care. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, no, it's not political. Mm-hmm. However, in the sense that everything on the border does tend to become political, there are conversations that happen. There are differences in opinion and different points of view. Mm-hmm. I try to embrace that in the class, and I try to encourage students to come into it with an open mind, to be prepared to humanize everybody that they encounter in the border region, mm-hmm. whether they're law enforcement personnel or migrants or local residents or whoever, and to also, as individuals, be free to understand the work through whatever political lens they may have. They might be to the left of this issue and be very much pro-immigrant, or they might be more to the right of the issue, but just believe that people shouldn't die in the desert.
Scott Warren is a lecturer in the School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning at ASU. We've been talking about his Desert Aid class.